This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ignoring that abortion gave Mr. Trump a 13% boost in his recent election victory, the Huffington Post is saying that Trump will be in trouble with his voters if he touches federal grants, let alone defunds abortion giant Planned Parenthood. They used Planned Parenthood-funded focus group studies to supplant actual voter responses. A healthcare worker was fired by Legacy Community Health in Houston after a manager pulled the plug on an accommodation for her religious beliefs. Karen Palma refused to teach the use of contraceptives and receive instruction at Planned Parenthood and now says in her EEOC complaint that contraception disrupts the natural beauty of how God designed our bodies to work. This is Life News Radio.
The Guiding Star Project honors the natural law ethic, a way of life which is given to us by the Creator and is evident through the natural order of creation and human reason. We believe that all humanity shares a common connection by our mere existence, and that all women share a bond in the amazing abilities of our feminine bodies. All are welcome at Guiding Star. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, Pope Francis used his Christmas homily to strengthen the connection between Jesus, born in a manger, and the compassion we must offer those that, as Francis put it, are not allowed to be born. Noted for the classic pro-life storybook, Who Broke the Baby, author Jean Garten died Friday morning, and just after foiling planned Christmas terror attacks, Australian police are investigating a car bombing targeting a pro-life Christian office in Canberra. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.